1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH two-sitter time is 7:52. Joined on the line now by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Been involved with a lot of housing issues. Wanted to get his take on the latest bill that came out of the House heading to Senator Fazio and others in the Senate. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
All right. Give us your thoughts about this housing bill.
So the housing bill, which is 5002, is a top priority of the House Majority Leader. It is 40 to 50 sections of different policies that are very, very significant in their scope, including two major, major proposals, one called Work, Live, Ride, and the other called Fair Share, which I think we've talked about before. Basically, Work, Live, Ride would require that towns allow as-of-right development around bus or train stations, or else risk losing access to hundreds of millions of dollars of state funding for critical infrastructure, for clean water, and other things. Fair Share is essentially even worse than that. It would require a town like Greenwich to build 900 new affordable units on top of all the other units that they have and need to build under 830G, and potentially a couple thousand more market units in order to create the incentive for developers to build the affordable units. It would require that the town rezone, so upzone, change their zoning in order to make it likely or possible to build those thousands of new units. And also it would make their access to other state funding contingent upon doing that. So all of this together, I mean, listen, there's also other things in the bill, like a ban on hostile architecture. What's hostile architecture? Never heard of that before I got to Hartford. Well, it's any sort of architecture that on a public structure that would make it difficult for a homeless individual to sleep or camp out on it, like, for instance, a armrest on a public bench is considered hostile architecture. It would prohibit towns from setting minimum offered parking requirements for new residential development. It would force towns to pay for attorney's fees for some developers in 830G litigation. I mean, there's one thing after another in this bill. All of it adds up to a major, major attack on local control of decision-making for towns and cities. And my basic assumption is that the people of Greenwich, the people of Stamford, New Canaan, all of the towns I represent and all the towns across Connecticut can govern themselves and their local communities better than Hartford can micromanage them. But this is the worst case of Hartford micromanagement of our towns and cities I've ever seen, and it could upend our neighborhoods for a generation. And I would do anything I can to stop this bill from passing. The dilemma is this. We have about a week to go in the legislative session, and the Democrats have a 2-to-1 majority in the Senate. And so it makes it very difficult for us to stop anything. But we'll do our damnedest, and we will dedicate at least 12 or more hours as a Senate Republican caucus to filibustering this and trying our best to stop it. But the odds are stacked against us.
What's the governor's take on this? Would he sign this?
I was very disappointed to hear yesterday that he said he would sign it. I thought there was a chance he wouldn't, but I was wrong. He said he would sign it yesterday.
What's the motivation then from the Democratic side? Then why? I mean, are they hearing from their constituents? Why would this be a good thing for them? Do they believe getting into their heads?
Well, listen, they think that we need to build lots and lots and lots of new housing in the state, and they think that Lower Fairfield County, above average income towns like Greenwich, are not doing quote unquote their fair share. That their zoning isn't kind of permissive enough to developers, and that the state needs to impose upon those towns in order to force thousands of units to be developed. So that's I think their honest to God's take that there are towns, especially more affluent towns in Lower Fairfield County that are not doing enough development, and that we need lots of more development in order to create more housing. And I think that's an honest take without giving my opinion on what they think.
All right. So when does the Senate take this up, or have you already started a debate on this, or what's the situation now?
We have not. I'm hoping it's later than sooner, but it could be as soon as today. It could be as late as next Tuesday or Wednesday. Later is better because it gives a very, very outside chance at us having an opportunity to stop it. But as I said, the odds are stacked against us because we have only 11 Republican senators to our Democratic colleagues, 25. And so it's going to make it very, very difficult, unfortunately.
All right. Session ends on Wednesday. Senator Fazio, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.
You too. That's State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joining us talking about